Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 to 32. What is the unpardonable sin? Look at verse 22 of Matthew 12. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him, so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. Just notice the dynamics at work here after a miracle has just been performed by Jesus. There were two different responses of the people in verse 23, and all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the Son of David? A messianic title that's applied to Jesus. That was the response of the people. The response of the Pharisees in verse 24, now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Saying essentially that he was from Satan. So the people are applying the messianic title to Jesus, but the Pharisees are essentially calling him a worker of Satan. Jesus' reasoning in response contained logic that just could not be answered. Verses 25 and 26. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he's divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? What is the unpardonable sin? Moses killed an Egyptian. David committed adultery with Bathsheba. Peter denied the Lord. Paul attacked the church. These were all forgiven. The Old Testament emphasizes the work of the Father. The New Testament emphasized the work of the Son, Jesus Christ. But the church age reveals the work of the Holy Spirit. He brings God's truth. He enables us to recognize truth and to shut yourself to the Holy Spirit's work is to shut yourself off to God's truth. Look at verses 31 and 32. Therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Blasphemy. Blasphemy equals slander, insult, malice. Blasphemy is not just the words of the lips, but also a heart attitude, an unrepentant state of mind. Attitudes become actions if they're not dealt with. This is about repeated rejection of the Holy Spirit's witness to Jesus Christ. He convicts of sin. He reveals our need. And He points us to Christ. If you reject Him, there is no place else to go. Some believers, at times, are worried that they may have committed the unpardonable sin. And yet, those unbelievers who have come the closest to committing it have no concern about it at all. Listen, we can be sure those who repent and believe the gospel have not committed this sin. And those believers who are worried that they may have committed this sin are demonstrating that they have not. First, the unpardonable sin is against the light of truth. Nobody denied a miracle happened. It was an unmistakable work of God. And then rejection of that work. There are only two things to do with God's Word. That's it. There's two things to do with God's Word. Respond to it or be hardened by it. Second, the unpardonable sin is against the logic of reason about Satan's organization and strategy. Again, the miracle itself was not denied, but rather the power which caused it. The people could recognize that Jesus might just be the Messiah. Could this be the Son of David? And yet, some people would rather remain ignorant than accept the truth. And a self-induced spiritual blindness will make a person defy logic. Look at verses 27 and 28. Jesus says, "And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you." It was true. The king was there displaying his power. He clearly demonstrated it by his ability to bind Satan and his demons. Verse 29, "Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder his house." Resisting the truth so consistently that you cannot recognize God's voice. This is the unpardonable sin. A sin against the logic of reason. And then third, the unpardonable sin is against the love of God. It's rejection. In pride, we want God to leave us alone in our sin. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We should be begging God's salvation through forgiveness. Instead, the Holy Spirit must implore sinners. The sin Jesus confronted was deliberate rejection by the Pharisees of what they knew to be of God. They could not deny what the Holy Spirit had done through Jesus. So they attributed to Satan a work they knew was of God. Look at Mark chapter 3, verses 28 to 30, in his account of this. "Assuredly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies they may utter. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation, because they said, he has an unclean spirit." Don't miss the reason Jesus said this. Someone never exposed to Christ's divine power and presence might reject him in ignorance and be forgiven, assuming the unbelief eventually gives way to genuine repentance. Paul, a Pharisee himself, was forgiven for speaking against the Son of Man, of persecuting his followers, because his unbelief stemmed from ignorance. 1 Timothy 1:13. "Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." But those who know his claims are true and reject him anyway sin against the Holy Spirit. How? Well, it's the Holy Spirit who testifies of Jesus Christ and reveals the truth. You see, no forgiveness was possible for those Pharisees or anyone else who witnesses his miraculous work firsthand, who has the truth of his claims revealed and still blasphemes the Holy Spirit. Why? because they have rejected the fullest possible revelation of truth. Rejecting the Spirit's offer of forgiveness by Jesus Christ's sacrifice of sin is the unpardonable sin, a sin against the love of God. Look at verse 30. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. That's the unpardonable sin. You have a great day.